Hey party people, it is Thursday, September the 2nd, and the time is 11:17 p.m. It's almost midnight, and today was very quiet. For the first time today, I practiced my discipline with lesson planning. Now, I call it a lesson plan. They call it a weekly planner. I barely turned in one yesterday. And this morning I had to go and sit with my department head and listen to him rip my weekly plan to shreds. I thought it was better than what it was. I really did. And when he started pointing out the mistakes, I felt my ego shift, and I didn't like it. But I knew that. I know this about me. I don't like criticism in the way that it comes sometimes. At first I was good, and it was like he kept writing with that red marker on the notes that he gave me. It was just red marker. And I was like, I know I can't be that bad. And it wasn't bad. It's only meant to make me better. But it hurt a little bit. Because I thought I had did a lot better than I thought I did. So, out of everything he told me, there was only one moment that I really was like, okay, my anger is a little justified here. And that was because on the pacing schedule, and they tell you, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so rude, but whatever. On the pacing schedule, they say, follow the pacing schedule. So on the pacing schedule, it had listed that I could give the students reading assignments for homework. And I had done that for two lessons in two separate grades on the weekly planner that I turned in. And my department head said, we never, never, never give homework, reading for homework. Now he says this to me as if I knew this. And of course I argue my point now, because I'm like, we know it's on the schedule. We never, because they don't do it. The kids are not going to do it. So now, you know, I'm now in my head, out of the meeting, thinking, well, why is it still on the pacing calendar? But whatever, you know, I accepted it, I swallowed it, and I really did realize I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I did, but I didn't. And what's crazy is I had recorded our little lesson workshop. But remember, I told y'all I had asked Shari to help me, and then realized she couldn't help me. And I think hers was worse than mine, because what happened was we both came home and sat down together and started doing our weekly planners. And let me tell y'all something. This is how undisciplined I am. He sent us home probably at about 11:30 this morning. I probably sat down at about 11:45, maybe noon, to do my weekly planner. And I did not finish until 7 o'clock p.m. And by that, I mean, I would sit down, and I would look at it, my eyes would cross, I would get up, come to my room, do something petty, like go in the bathroom and clean up. Then I would go back and sit down, get a little bit done, and then I would pick up my phone and start scrolling. Then I put my phone down and look at it, look at Shari, have a whole conversation with Shari, and then do a little bit more. Then we would both complain. And then I took a nap. I literally said, I'm going to lay down on this couch for about 10 minutes and take a nap while Shari was still working on hers. I literally took a nap. Just fighting. Just everything in me just fights doing what I have to do. So this is not going to be an easy year for me. Because I know what I need to work on. And everything in me is fighting it. But the beautiful part is Shari finished hers and she turned it in, and then the department head texted her back and said something to the effect of, oh, you just gonna write down what I told you. And I don't know what that meant, but she made a comment about it. And then she got up and went to the mall and left me there with another 2 hours left to go for me to like finish. And I got an invitation to go play cards. But I at least stood my ground and said, no, I gotta finish this weekly planner. So when Shari left, I got up and cooked, made me a meal. I stir fried some okra and some rice and onion. That's what it was. Okra, rice, and onion. So that's what I had for dinner. And after I ate, I washed the dishes. And then I sat back down and I completed my weekly planner. And there was only two areas on my weekly planner that I did not finish because I have a discrepancy with the pacing calendar. So hopefully he'll excuse that. But I'm going to text my department head tomorrow and see if he can just give me some feedback before Sunday when we go back to work. And that was pretty much my day. I went to go sign my contract, and all they would let us do was read them. They were like, we just need you to read them, and then you'll sign it on Sunday. So once again, it's just a big hurry up and wait, and I'm not disappointed at all. What you hear in my voice is fatigue, because it's late, and I just got through watching a movie. The AC went off last night. Shari knocked on my door because I have the air control in my room. Kamika, did you turn the air off? I was like, girl, why would I turn the air off? I'm just getting over hot flashes leaving Dallas. But yeah, so we slept in the heat last night. It wasn't too bad though. I thought it was going to get worse because we're on the third floor. We're on the top floor. But they came in and fixed it. I'm yawning like out of control here. I think Shari has talked herself off of the cliff. Her boyfriend is supposedly trying to come here, coming here, getting hired here. I'm not really sure what's going on, but she brought back plants and shit from the mall. So she's starting to beautify her place, which I'm all for, because I'm not buying nothing. I got, you know, I'm here for a year, and I'm on a mission. And I'm really nervous because I realize I've been going for way too long unchecked about my discipline habits, and I realized that maybe opportunities have either not come my way or have come my way and been taken because of my responsibility to opportunities. And I'm okay with that. I will say I'm okay with that, because at the end of the day, I haven't had an experience that wasn't meant for me. So no apologies given and none taken, right? It's difficult to navigate bettering yourself. And if I wasn't isolated in Egypt, I don't know how successful I would have been at what I did today, because it was really hard. It was really hard. It's interesting to me that's why I say I'm blessed, because I don't think anybody realizes this about me. Like, if I didn't tell you, you may or may not would think she's a procrastinator. And I guess in that sense, I've taken certain opportunities for granted. And I've had moments where I've done work and I haven't been satisfied with the work because I waited too late to do the work. And then there's work that I've done at the last minute and I just couldn't care about it enough because it was last minute. And you realize if you would have had more time to do it, you would care more about it. But you got to let it go because you've procrastinated and you don't want to worry about it. You don't want to walk away feeling that sense of guilt that comes with being irresponsible to yourself and to your craft. But I'm thankful. I'm really, really thankful to be in a moment where I can look in the mirror and identify the things I want to change and have the strength, the will, the courage, the grace, the mercy to change those things. And this feels good. It feels really good. But it didn't when he was criticizing my work today. It just didn't. I was like, it sucks. You know, it sucks to have somebody tell you what you did wrong. It sucks. But it takes maturity to realize, especially when it's somebody you don't really know, right? Because what I'm realizing about people in Egypt, and maybe they do it in the United States, but it just hits different because you understand tones and things like that. But my department here was talking to me today, and he said, okay, so I had written, kids get vocabulary, and they have a particular vocabulary list that he kept saying he was recommending that you give the kids a week to do it. So on my weekly planner, I'm sorry, y'all. No, I'm not. Because I'm yawning. It's late. I'm doing this and it's late. So yawns just come with the territory. So he says, you know, give them a week to do this vocabulary because it's a pretty intense list. So instead of giving the kids the vocabulary list on the Sunday, I gave it to them on a Tuesday. And I told them it's due. I wrote on the weekly planner that it's due a week from Tuesday. So he looks at it and it says, why did you give it to them on Tuesday? And I'm like, why not? You know, you don't get no kids homework on a Monday. On a Sunday. Let it, you know, let them rest in it a little bit. And he said, well, I normally give it to them on Sunday. And in that moment, I promise y'all, in that moment, I realized he wasn't suggesting that. He wasn't just telling me that. He was saying, give it to them on Sunday. So what he had been, quote unquote, recommending, he was really directing. So I was like, check, understood. And that sent me kind of reeling because I was like, how many people have talked to me in a tone of recommendation when they really were directing? And why can't you just say, I'd rather you give it to him on Sunday, or give it to him on Sunday? Don't say, well, I give it to him on Sunday in a way, but this is Egypt. And I realize the men here, they go around unchecked. So they get to say things in a certain way, and you're expected to interpret. So that was that. I told you I'm not bucking the system this year. I'm not. I'm breathing through everything. I'm letting it flow through me. And I'm following directions. Woo-wee. I'm following directions, y'all. So, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if my notes, if, you know, when I get my notes, hopefully he'll be able to say something to me tomorrow. Because I'm eager to see if I did it, you know, at least, you know, what percentage of it I got right. Because it's really a lot. And you know, people say, well, you'll get used to it. And I'm like, it'll be the last day of school. I've never seen anything like this. It's color coded. It's lit. It's not, it doesn't. Okay, so the pacing calendar is set up a certain way. And the weekly planner is set up in a totally opposite way. So, for instance, I'll look at the pacing calendar and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday may be going across. And then the periods are going down. But on the lesson, on the weekly planner, it's the opposite. So the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is going down and then the periods are going across. So you're constantly interpreting, like you're constantly interpreting. And I do understand you will get used to it and eventually it'll be like a piece of cake, but it's a lot. It's, you know, every time you're doing it, it's like doing one of them puzzles, like you're putting a puzzle together and it's like a dual puzzle, like it's a puzzle within a puzzle. So, you know, everything in me is shifting. Everything in me is shifting. My memory, my comprehension, my critical thinking, my patience, my understanding, understanding, overstanding. So that's what's happening in the parking lot. So after that happened, I went down to Jinx's because I bought another soda that I couldn't open. I don't have a bottle opener. So he called looking for Shari, but Shari had gone to the mall. I thought they were all together, but apparently they weren't. So I went down and sat with Jinx for a bit, just kind of clear my head and drink my little kiwi drink. And I got to learn how to quit buying drinks that I can't twist the top off of. But that was the last one. It had been sitting in the refrigerator probably like 2 weeks. And I kept thinking I was going to go down and borrow it, but it just never seemed the right time to drink it until today. And Jinx is doing fine. Everybody wants to, well, not everybody. Let me stop acting like I'm famous down here. But people here, like when the weekend hits, people want to socialize. They want to do everything, but stay at home. So they were trying to get a card game together. Now what cards? I don't know. I did tell them I brought my Uno cards. I brought up some Uno cards with me. And Jinx was like, oh, is that the game with the reverse? I was like, yeah. So we might be going to play cards tomorrow. And I'm gonna do my best, y'all. I'm gonna do my best to see if everybody will be cool with me doing a podcast while we play cards. We'll see. I don't know. But I'm definitely going to get Jinx back on here at some point. So tonight, I pulled my computer in my bed and I watched Love Really on Netflix. And watching that movie in this room literally transported me all the way back to Dallas. And it felt so good. It felt so good to be watching a movie about love. Because I'm here for it, y'all. I'm always here for black love. And not even feel an ounce of being away from home or away from y'all or away from my house that I lived in, or the room that I had, or the space that I lived in. It just felt like I was there. And I appreciated that. I appreciated that. And as soon as the movie was off, I was back here in Egypt. So there is power in the connecting of who you are with what's meant for you. Because I think that movie was meant for me to watch. It's the only reason. It is the only reason I called one of my friends to get their Netflix password. All this other stuff, I was like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. So, I got my Modern Day Love Jones. I hated the way it ended. I don't know what's going on with people just cutting movies off. I'm like, damn, can't they kiss in the rain like they did in Love Jones? Can we just at least feel that they did get back together? At least that's what I'm thinking. Like, he done painted this big old... Let me tell you something. Let somebody paint a big old picture of me and be in love with me. Yeah. Chicago my ass. So, I really enjoyed the movie. I don't have any criticisms about it. It was good. It was what I needed when I needed it. And today was a good day. So much so, Shari brought me back some ginger from the mall. And it was everything. It was everything. Y'all don't even understand. It was everything. So tomorrow I'm going to prep my ginger. And I'm going to go up on the campus and do my yoga, finally. I've been complaining about yoga and it's not happening, so I'm just going to make it happen. And move through. Write another scene for this film that I'm writing. It's going slow, but it's going. And read some more books. And just try to start getting acclimated to what I need to be ready for with these kids. They're reading some heavy stuff, y'all. Like, this year I'll get to read Hannibal. I'll get to read about Hannibal. Now, all of these readers are created by the education system at the school. So, I'll get to read Hannibal. I'll get to read Alexander the Great. I'll get to read Hatshepsut. I think that's her name. So I'll get to learn about like the Mongolian Empire and the Roman Empire and Carthage and Crazy Horse. The fifth graders get to read Crazy Horse. So I'm excited just about learning some stuff. I can now say, Salam Alaikum. Ana Esme Kamika Spencer. That is my name. That's how I introduce myself in Arabic. So I gave you a greeting, and then I told you my name. The other day I was in the grocery store, and when I walked and almost died, I had a moment where I was asking... I had asked the woman for ginger, and she had this cheese in her hand. I thought she worked there, but she was actually one of those, like, you know how you go in the grocery store and people are giving you samples? Well, she was doing that without giving samples. Like, the cheese was, she was just holding cheese that she was offering, I guess, for people to buy. And I asked her, did they have any ginger? And based on what she told me, I knew she was just offering me that cheese. So I said, you know, la shukran, which is no thank you, la la, no, no. So I'm getting better. I'm getting better, y'all. And the words are just kind of coming. Like, I really focus when I'm around people now to try to respond using the language that I have. And it's feeling really good. So Khadija asked me, how did I feel the other day? And the only word I could think was joyeux. Like, I feel joyful. I feel happy. And she said, are you sure? And yeah, I was like, I'm sure. But I need to, that's not what I was trying to say. I wanted to, I will be in. But then I got a little confused because I was like, isn't bien Spanish? I said, how do you say good in French? And she said, bien. So I was like, oh, okay. It's a dual thing. And hasta mañana is what I was telling my, I couldn't remember it in the other podcast, but hasta mañana. And he was like, what? And I was like, oh, that's Spanish. I'm sorry. Because when I was back in Texas, I used to throw Spanish in my language all the time. But that's it, y'all. It was a nice, quiet, hot Egyptian day. I did not spend a lot of time outside because, like I told y'all the day before, it zapped me. You know, my brother was like, you need to stay out this sun. He was laughing about the song that I had dreamt about. And I still can't get that out of my head. I can't get that whole scene out of my head. Because it was so clear that sitting in that backseat with those two little girls was so clear. But that's it. So we good? We good? I hope y'all are doing well. It's a lot going on. I need y'all to fight and get Greg Abbott and Ted Cruz. Y'all need to fight Texas. Y'all need to fight. I don't know what y'all doing. Quit sitting around talking about what they doing, because they wouldn't be able to do it if we were vigilant about making sure that people like that don't get seated in our Senates, in our Congress, and in the high places. In the high places. I once sang in a choir. Overton Fully Love invited me to sing in this citywide choir at Concord Missionary Baptist Church back in the day when it was on Keast. And was it Keast? I might be tripping about that. I think it was on Keast. And Linda Cullins was the choir director. And Linda Cullins was she's amazing. And we sang this song that said, there's a war going on, and if you're going to win, you better be sure that you have Jesus deep down within. This battle can't be won with bullet and gun, for the enemy you see is human faculty. Well, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we control those high places with our votes and with our voices. And if you don't think these abortion laws affect you, then maybe you don't have any granddaughters under the age of 15. Maybe you don't have a daughter under the age of 15. Maybe you don't have a sister or a friend or an aunt. But when you take away abortion rights and you add guns to that, you're setting yourself up for big problems. Because now we're talking rape. You know what I'm saying? We're talking some real ridiculousness. So I'm praying for Texas. I'm praying for Black Texas. I'm praying for Hispanic Texas. I'm praying for female Texas. I'm praying for gay Texas. Because it's not just a shame. It's our responsibility to fix this. And now we got guns involved. And now we got people with their cameras and their threats and all of this other stuff. We got to fix it. We got to fix it. Mother Nature's doing her thing. If you have anybody that's been affected by that, keep your head up. Because we still living in a COVID, you know, this is the future. It is biblical. But we can't sit back and watch this all happen. You cannot sit back and keep watching this. We cannot keep offering ourselves up as sheep to a very unnecessary slaughter. I'm only here for a year. I gotta come back. I am coming back. So it's not like I done escaped. And it's not like I'm somewhere better. It's not like I'm somewhere better. A single woman living in the West. I mean, shit. Let me sit up. A single woman from the West living in Egypt. So let me say it this way, because the best way I can do it is give you an example. So recently, on one of the groups that I'm in here, a woman was basically saying that she's from the West and she lives by herself. And her landlord, she had invited an American guy up to her room. And her landlord basically is now trying to evict her and calling her a whore and a slut and saying that she's not honest. And why? Because in her leasing agreement, it's stipulated that she can't have male visitors in her space. And the culture down here is so damning. If you're a female and you step outside of the male expectations for who they believe you to be, it's so damning. It's the worst type of craziness I've heard. And what's even crazier is that women actually are flocking here and marrying up these men. That's what's even crazy. It's like the dating scene is hot around these parts, because we all still chasing this like fairy tale idea of what we want the world to be. And what's crazy is the world keeps feeding it to us, you know? It's right there on our phones. Goals. This is who I want to be. This is what I want to do. I want to do that. Ooh, I gotta have this. I want those. And we're ignoring that all of this shit is falling apart. All over the world, all over the globe, it's all falling apart. So I hate to leave y'all on such a serious note, but it's late at night and I tend to be a little more serious late at night. Laugh myself to sleep and then wake up the next day. I feel good though. I feel hopeful. I feel blessed. I feel at peace. And I feel good that I'm changing. And that I'm on the front row of my change. I got a front row ticket. All right. Be good, be good, be good, be God. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.